What's up, guys? We're back with Bracket Talk for KT's Bracket, the Final Four Bracket. So yesterday I gave you my rundown of the Final Four Bracket. Like I said, I'm not going to do the other brackets, but I had Duke, like I said, in the second round, just to recap in the East, VCU, Mississippi State, Virginia Tech, Belmont, LSU, and then, Minnesota, Michigan State. The West, I had Gonzaga, Syracuse, Murray State, Florida State, Buffalo, Texas Tech, Nevada. Pretty much chalk. The only upsets I have are Minnesota, Belmont, and Murray State. Now, for the South region, this is the new one. We're starting off pretty chalk here. Virginia, I don't see how they lose. I know last year they lost, but they're not doing this again, can they? Let's hope not. They win. Ole Miss, I think they're just too much powerful. They're pretty chalk. Same goes for Kansas State. Now, the upset I have is Oregon. They got momentum. I like them riding the wave. They should never have been in here. They had to win the tournament, so they got in. I have Oregon moving on to the second round. And I have the usual Villanova over St. Mary's. Purdue over Old Dominion. I wouldn't be shocked if OD wins that, though. This one I had trouble with, Cincinnati, Iowa. I wanted to pick Iowa bad, but it's about momentum. Cincinnati just won their tournament, so I'm thinking they pull the upset. They won't pull the upset, but who knows. Then, of course, Tennessee over Colgate. And the Midwest region, pretty chalk. I mean, the only upset I have is Wofford, and I'll tell you why in a minute, because I had them running far. But I had North Carolina over Iona, not a problem there. Utah State over Washington. Washington's the only upset, but that's an 8-9 game. I don't think that's really an upset. That's just pick'em games. Auburn over New Mexico State. Kansas over Northeastern. Iowa State over Ohio State. Georgia State. Houston over Georgia State. Wofford over Seton. And, of course, I have Kentucky over Abil Christian. So that's my first round, pretty much, just like that. So here's how this is going to work. After tomorrow's game, probably tomorrow, I don't know, let's say tomorrow night for all intents and purposes. After tomorrow's night's games, when it's all said and done, of course, I'll do a podcast Friday morning and see where my picks are at. Obviously, a lot of these games, I have to look at the schedule timing-wise. And then once that's done, a lot of the games will be, I'm assuming, will be Saturday. Then Saturday morning, I'll try to have a podcast about where I went right and wrong for overall round one. And then also Saturday, you'll get I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you'll get a round two updated bracket, and I'll pick the games like that. And then, unless this is perfect, then of course, you know, I'll go off of that. And then after that, pretty much, we're done. Yeah. We're done. After Sunday, I'll recap round two Sunday night, maybe Monday morning. And then we get a little break because Tuesday, Wednesday, there's no games. So that means I'll have a nice little break there. Four Sweet 16s on Thursday, and then we go to the Elite Eight and so on that. So stay tuned, guys. That's pretty much going to do it for this edition of the podcast. So tomorrow, like I said, I will actually just pretty much let it roll. Every pick has been made. I don't have any personal development shows for the next couple weeks, so that's it. Tomorrow's a free day. I'll see you guys Friday with my round one reaction. Day one. And then round one, day two, on Saturday morning.